So, now we're opening the IDE, and the first thing you guys see is that it's odd looking, but it's a little familiar. If you look up at the top, you see something reminiscent to a ribbon that you'd find in Office, right? So, you know, the idea behind the development of Construct 2 is to be totally user-friendly and approachable. If this is you guys' first time installing, you're going to see the start page, which looks a lot like this. And you can do things like kick up a new project, open up a pre-existing project, check out some examples to see how would you go about making certain types of games, and you can even see what recent projects you have finished, if you have any. If not, it's going to be empty. So what we're going to do is kick up a new project.
And there's one thing, so there's if you notice, there's a lot of stuff in this new project dialog.
Yeah.
And there's basically some templates, some tutorials, lots of different things that get into very specific scenarios of things you might be looking for. So if you ever have a problem with some kind of object or behavior, and we'll talk about what those are in a minute, you might be able to find a sample here that you can just go and run with and look at the code that comes with it. So a great thing to look into as we move along. But I think, Gavin, we're either going to start with a new empty project or maybe the retro style.
Retro style is great.
Okay.
Because we're hipsters.
And I think we'll see that it's going to add some extra objects for us, but we'll talk about what those are. So if you want to do just kind of where things are on the IDE itself.
Definitely. So once this is open, you're going to see the first thing you're going to be presented is your layout. And your layout is just a visual representation of your game, right? So right now it says layout one. It's a quick little Hello World layout. And I can see that not much is going on. I got some squares, which is a tiled background. I've got this little text control that says Hello World. Nothing too crazy. One of the things that you may have noticed is that as I click on an item, this pane on the left changes, right? It's a properties pane. So the properties pane shows the attributes of whatever I have selected at the time I've clicked it. And off to the right of the screen, you're going to see my projects pane. And this gives me a hierarchical view of everything that's going on in my game. So as you can see, the name of my game is New Project. If I wanted to change that, all I'd have to do is right-click and rename it. I'm going to name it Awesome Game X, and everyone knows that when you put X at the back of a game, that makes it like that much cooler. Do you guys want those Metacritic reviews? Yeah, you do. Cool. So, and I also have the option to name my layout or to do whatever I want to do with that. Another thing that's super, super important in this game is our event sheet. So if I click this, I'll be brought directly to my event sheet. And what that is where the layout is a visual representation of my game, my event sheet is all of the functionality, right? It's all of the events that happen, right? So Construct 2 is an event-based game, so when things happen, you respond to those things. Pretty simple. Finally, in this folder, object types, I can see all the different types of objects and controls in my game. So if I go back to my layout, I'll see that my text is an object type, my tiled background is an object type, my mouse, keyboard, gamepad, browser, and audio are also object types, but you don't see those because they're not going to be visible in your game, right? How do you see touch, for instance?
Right, and these are objects that kind of give us extra functionality in our game. So the touch object will allow us to accept touch. So if it's a mobile game, the mouse will obviously take in clicks, left clicks, right clicks. Keyboard, obviously keyboard input, gamepad, same thing. And kind of down the list. So we'll get to use several of those hands-on throughout this course. But for now, they're just kind of there for us, and it gives us a little starter kit that we can use.
Definitely. Now, you guys may be wondering, well, okay, I see, I understand, like, these are all the components in my game, but how do I get to test it? How do I see how my game works, right? You can do that really easily by hitting this giant play button, the top middle part of the screen that says Run Layout.
And this goes back to the conversation we had earlier where Construct 2 basically produces, if you're into code, you'll be familiar with this, HTML and JavaScript, basically the code that you use to create websites, which, as we see, it opens up in a browser.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Yep, it opens up in a browser because we are using Construct 2 as an engine to make HTML5 web games, right? And the cool thing about HTML5 web games, again, is that you can literally throw this out to whatever platform you guys want to. So if you want to make it a mobile game, you can. If you want to make it a game for PCs or your tablet, you can do that too.
Yeah, and I think our end goal here is to do this as a website, but there's a ton of documentation tutorials out there to do iOS, Android, Windows if you want to, any of those mobile operating systems.
Definitely.
Really anywhere that has a browser can run these games.
It's awesome. Cool. It's awesome.
And one thing, do you want to mention the difference here. So we only see this kind of little screen on here. We just see the hello world. We just see these tiles. But back in our layout, if you go back to Construct 2, we see a little bit more. So is there a difference between this window size here, this dashed line, versus this entire blank canvas?
That there is. So one thing you'll notice is that there's a small checkered line right as this tiled background ends. Go ahead and zoom in for me.
You can scroll on the wheel. Yeah, there you go. And so for people watching right now, if you hold down Control and then scroll up on your mouse, you get to scroll or zoom in.
Definitely, which is really handy. Which is awesome. Cool. So you're going to see that this is the size of our window, right? And the size of our window is how much the user can see our game. It's not necessarily the size of our layout, because our layout, you guys can picture that as the size of the entire level in our game. This is only the size of how much the user can see of that. So if I wanted to change that, all I'd have to do...
If you select your project, and that's one thing, there's a difference.
There is a difference between your layout, yes.
And you get more familiar the more you use these, but I think you'll find the window size now on the properties.
Right, so I want to make sure I have my project folder selected, guys, and then off to the left side of my screen, in my project settings under the properties pane, if I go down to window size, right now it says 320 by 180. Maybe I want to set that to, what do most window sizes, or like 1024 by... 720?
Sounds good.
Yeah. Feels right.
We'll probably play around with these numbers a little bit as we go.
Definitely. And now if I... Boom. Now I can see the entire layout of my game, or at least 1024 by 720 of it, right? And now it looks like my little hello world and my tile background are a lot smaller because I've got a lot wider field of view.
Yeah, and I think we'll start to see the difference in this as we kind of build some of the things that we're going to work on, but... A good example, and you kind of touched on it, let's say you're playing Super Mario, for instance.
Right.
You see just kind of the camera following Super Mario, or whatever character you're playing with, but the entire level is more of the layout size. So it's the whole level that you would go through. So your camera just kind of follows through, and that camera is the window size.
Definitely, definitely. He's just Mario, by the way. He's not Super yet.
He's not just Mario. Okay.
It's just Mario.
Just Mario.
My goodness.
Well, cool. So we touched on a couple different things. We downloaded Construct 2, which is good. Have to have that to do what we're working on.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about just very quickly the difference in layout versus event sheet. So layout's going to be your visual representation of your game. Event sheet is going to be where you do a lot of your logic. You can actually do some
in the layout itself.
Right, and yes. We'll see that too. And then we got a little bit talking about the properties pane, the project pane, the objects. And again, that's something that we'll get more familiar with as we go.
Yep, definitely. So, guys, I hope you guys enjoyed the intro to Construct 2. Stay tuned for the next video where we'll be talking about... What do we be talking about?
So we're going to jump into doing working with our layouts. We're going to do some sprites, and sprites are basically just your characters, your images.
Awesome, awesome.
And then behaviors, which add some functionality without having to write
any extra of those. Boilerplate code.
Right, yeah. So... those are coming up next, so we'll be back shortly with another video.
Awesome, awesome. Well, we're signing out for now. Looking forward to seeing you guys in the next one. Wink.